What are you seeking after this morning? Can you say anything? Is there anything in your life that you can say, that's what I want? That's what I'm going after? In that list, I hope somewhere, in fact, at the top, it ought to be, I want to know God. I want to know God. I want to know Him. I hunger after my God. Jesus said like this, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's another way of wording what I am saying, and it ought to come first for anything else. Seeking Him. I want to try to deal with this morning. This thought will be very simple. I have wrestled over the simplicity of this message, and I think I am saying nothing new, so I really will need God's help this morning to let this familiar message make a difference in our lives. And that we will not think the same thing again. Give me something new. Well, I'll give you what God gave me and we'll hopefully get some help. I'm talking this morning about seven ways to find God. And in my mind, I think, oh no, seven ways. If Rick's going to preach seven ways, he better preach it in a hurry. Well, let me mention first, very simple. Turn with me, if you will, to, I'll have you turn to Matthew 6, and I'll catch up with you in a minute. I'm going to have you turn a couple of times this morning. Matthew 6, hang on right there. I'm talking this morning about seeking after and finding. He said, not just that you seek after Him, but He says, if you will seek after me with all your heart, then you will find me. I guarantee you one thing, everybody here needs God. And you may need God this morning. It seems like never before. You need some help right now. You need a God to come into your life and do something real. Well, let's find out how we find Him. Seven ways to find God. Number one, you'll find God when you go to the, very simple, the church. Right. You want to know how you find God? You go where He is. There's a lot of criminals loose today. There's a lot of policemen seeking after those criminals. And I have an easy solution. Just go where they're at. See how simple that was? But now in the going where they're at, they must find out where they're at and go there, seeking to find. So it is with God. If we are to find God, we must go where He is. I'll tell you one place I know where you can find God. You're there, this church, and other churches like us. Jesus talked about in church. You see, Jesus Himself, when He walked this earth, went to church. He would be the most faithful member we had would He join this church. He wouldn't miss nothing. And in church, Jesus talked about, this is the bread. You know what He was talking about? His body. So in church, Jesus started talking and telling the people there, you need me. My body that I'm going to give on the cross, you need what I'm about to do. He was telling them, you need to be saved. And that's what can happen at church. You can find God at church by getting saved. Now, you don't have to be at church. Charlie Durham got saved in a graveyard. I've heard of people getting saved side their bed, side their couch, out in the middle of the yard. I've heard of people getting saved everywhere. But I tell you one thing, a good place to get saved is right here. And if you ain't saved, you can get saved this morning. Finding God. Find Him where He is. You can find God when you go to the church. Jesus not only talked about His own body and it being the bread of life, But in church, in Matthew 4, 23, it talks about him teaching and preaching and healing. You can hear God talk at church. I say this a lot. I hope you agree, because it's true. There are some things that God will only do at church. Now, I am saying, I'm assuming by that statement that it's talking about someone who can make it. Someone bedridden, God will have mercy. Someone like this morning who have people, we have people who are sick, God will have mercy. And he will help them in ways. But I'm telling you, if we can get to church and we don't get to church, I believe there's some things we'll miss out on. He said, you'll find me when you seek for me. You go where I'm at and you search for me with your whole heart. I gotta ask you a question. Did you come this morning with an open heart? Did you come this morning and say, oh God, please speak to me. Oh God, please speak to me. If you did, he will. You can find God in the church. It said that he preached and he taught and he healed. There's people coming in sick. There's people coming in hurting. But they went back healthy and happy and well. They got some help in church because they found the Lord in the church. I'm telling you this morning, you get some help at church. Because you can find God at church. In Mark 1:23, another thing that happened in the synagogue, he cast out unclean spirits. He got rid of the devil. There's people came in that building that morning. And they were overwhelmed. Controlled by the devil, demons. And they found the Lord at the church. And they went away free. They went away delivered. They went away better. You may feel just about that way this morning. You may feel like the devil has ridden you all week long, and perhaps he has. You may feel like the devil's on your back right now. I tell you, you can get some help. You can find God at church. He can help you. There's another place in the synagogue in Matthew 21, verse 12. It talks about him overthrowing the money changers. That happened at church. He's getting rid. Now listen to this. He's getting rid of all the bad stuff. One thing that can happen at church, you can find God. Because when you come to church, he can start telling you about the bad stuff you've been doing. He can show you things that you didn't even realize he knew. He can start pointing out some things that he's grieved over in your life and mine. We can get some help in church. And if we'll let him overturn those things and get rid of those things, we'll walk out delivered. We'll get some help. We'll find God in church. I say this morning, you can get some help in church. But I say this morning, you not only can get some help, you can be some help. Now, I'm a preacher. And I'm seeing empty spots where there ought to be people. But I'm saying this morning, I'm going to try to overlook the empty spots because I see some filled spots. I see some people where you're at. I'm glad you're here. You have no idea what you being here does for me. And you being here does not just help the preacher. It helps somebody else. It probably got the attention of your neighbor when you drove out on a Sunday morning with rain falling. You can give some help in church. You can make a difference in somebody else's life. And I say this, and I already found out. I'll just not preach the rest of it. I'll just quit when it's time to quit or something. I ain't going to get done. I was hoping, but I ought to have known. If all that I have said this morning about church is true, and it is, and I believe you agree, I've seen some shaky heads. I've heard a little amen. I've seen some agreement in your face. So that means I know it and you know it. And if I know it and you know it, guess who else knows it? The devil. And that's why he'll fight you about church. About even showing up. But if we do show up, keep our mind occupied, to keep us distracted, to keep us full of pride where we're afraid to say amen or wave our hand or shout, to not let go, to not turn loose, to not worship, to not give it all. He said, you'll find me when you seek for me with all your heart. Oh, you can find God when you go where he's at. You'll find God when you go to the church. You'll find God, and I finally got to where I sent you, Matthew 6. I want to read verse 6. Matthew 6, verse 6. I'm talking this morning about seven ways to find God. One, you'll find God when you go to the church. Two, you'll find God when you go to the closet. Very simple, very simple. But I guarantee you one, life-changing, if we'll listen. Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father. Well, he must be in there. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He said, if you want to find me, you got to go where I'm at, and I'll tell you, sure, I'll be at that closet when you go. You're at that place where you go pray. You'll find me there. I can't tell you one thing. Church is going to be a battle. But one of the other great battles of believers is prayer. Praying. Even getting to pray, even doing the prayer, even going to prayer, let alone when you start praying, there's a battle. But there is a battle of whether to pray or not, of having time, better said, making time to pray. And that's why he said, go to thy closet. And when you have shut the door, there is a distinct decision of leaving priorities, leaving obligations, leaving recreation, leaving the world, leaving people behind to go to a place where God's at, in that closet. We're seeking after God. We've got to go where he's at. And I see in this verse a connection. He said, shut the door. It is as though he is saying, all that stuff out there, leave it out there. Yeah, there's phone calls to be made. And yes, there's priorities that have to be done and obligations that must be fulfilled. And people are expecting things and there's things you want to do. But he said, shut the door. There's a connection. All of a sudden, you have disconnected with out there, the world, and you have connected with the Lord who's in the closet, a connection. Oh, how important that is. I tell you what Jesus did in Luke 5:16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He did not just tell us what to do without doing it himself. He withdrew. Man alive, think of all the stuff he had to do. All the people running to him needing help. And all that he had to do for the Father's will while he was on this earth, only 3.5 years, he was busy. But he left all that behind and shut himself up with the Father. And he prayed, went into the wilderness, got away. He had a big closet. And we need to spend time with prayer, in prayer with the Lord. And this connection means we get along with him and we hook up. We visualize him there. We realize we're not just talking to ourselves. We're not just speaking to the air. We're not just mingling our own thoughts that go nowhere. That connection means I know he's there. I talk to him. Often at the house, I pray with my eyes open. Often, I'm getting back now, going back out into the woods since the weather's a little bit better. And I'll look up through those leaves to the blue sky and visualize me talking to God. There's a connection. And he said, if you'll seek for me, you'll find me. You're not just bellowing out words. You're not just talking to yourself. You're not just complaining. You're talking to the God who hears and cares and answers. The one that can do what you can't do. You can find God where he's at. He's in the closet. There's not only a connection with this verse, but there's a communion with this verse. He said, shut your door and pray to the Father. A communion of one person talking to another person. It's called communication. It's called conversation. And that means that I can say to him anything I want to. That's what it talks about. Enter in boldly into the throne of grace. You can say whatever you want to say. In fact, we need to. You are communing with God. You are talking to him. If you need him in a certain area, tell him. If you're mad about something, tell him. He knows it. If you're sad, if you're lonely, if you're weak, if you're scared, tell him. Talk to him. But communication is not me just talking to them. It's them talking to me. And that's the way it is with our communication, at least it should be in our seeking for God in the closet. I talk to him, but then I hush my mouth and listen and let him talk. How many of you don't raise your hand? How many of you like talking to people where all you can do is, yep, right. And if you ever dare try to interrupt them to say something, you know you're wasting your time. That's how God feels sometimes. We talk. Oh, listen to him. Be quiet and listen to him. Often, I'll say, God, is there something you want to say to me? Oh, Lord, is there something I need to see about being a better pastor, something we need to do at the church. God, talk to me. Oh, God, I need you. Oh, God, please, I need you. Seeking him. And he said, if you'll seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. A communion. We miss so much because we don't take time to listen to him talk when we're praying. And I believe there's times we do not get the blessing he wants to give us or the information we need or the warning he may be trying to give us because we don't give him time to talk. It's communion. This verse reminds me of connection and communion, but it also reminds me of confidence. Go and ask of him, go and talk to him, and he said, when he sees you in secret, he shall reward thee openly. Confidence. Well, I'll tell you one thing. In our day, that's big. In fact, it always has been big. Believing God, trusting him, expecting him to do what we need. Because circumstances can be so discouraging and disheartening. And you look around and it seems like nothing's working out. This problem's not getting better, it's getting worse. My loved one's not getting closer to God. They care less than ever. I could go on and on and on and on. But confidence. And let me move on. I'll get one more maybe. And we can go ahead and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. There's no new stuff this morning. But I guarantee you if we'll listen and apply, it will help us. I promise you. I'm talking this morning about seven ways to find God. You find God by going where he is. You go and find God at the church. You go and find God at the closet. You go and find God, number three, that at the canon. Now, this word canon, I do not know if you're familiar, C-A-N-O-N. It is another word that means the Word of God. It is a canon of Scripture. It is a God-breathed, inspired, inerrant Word of God. So I'll read the verse. 2 Timothy 3:16, you know where I was going probably. Verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You've got a living book in your lap. You have got a book God breathed out. It is just as real and just as right and just as believable and just as correct as the words Jesus spoke when he walked this earth. It is the written, breathed out Word of God. And I promise you and me, if we'll go to this canon, if we'll go to this book, we will find God there. And it's the God of the Bible. And in the looking of these scriptures and looking at this book and listening to what God says in this book, he can convict us. If you're saved, it's because somewhere, somehow, somebody told you something about what the Bible says about salvation. The Word of God. You know what happened? You found God. You weren't looking for him to begin with. But when he started convicting you, you got to thinking, oh, I need some help. And I know the help I need is God. That's what happened to me. It happened because the Bible made the difference. We are born again by the Word of God. This book is powerful because it's God-breathed. This book connects us to God. When you open it and you read it carefully and listen to it, it is though you have walked into the throne room of God and he is speaking to you personally. We want to find God. We got to go where he's at. He's in this book. Ignore this book. You won't get much from God. Ignore this book. You'll stumble through life. Ignore this book. You won't get help. This book also has the power to cleanse us. I don't know about you. Well, yeah, I do. Well, there's been times all of us have been reading through the Bible, and all of a sudden, God just cuts us real good with what the Word says. Right. sharp two-edged sword. Show me where I was at. Revealed a failure. Made a promise that I'll forgive you if you'll confess it. That's because God showed up in those scriptures. Holy Spirit made it real. If we want to find God, we need to seek for Him with all of our heart. When you open this book, say, "Oh God, please speak to me. Oh God, I need to hear from you. Tell me what I need to see. Oh, show me what I need." This book will make a difference. It'll calm you. Troubles and trials, burdens, get you upset. Getting this book, it's amazing how there's a calm that moves in. All of a sudden, the storm is quietened. It'll challenge you. Read this book about what those old disciples did, and you think, "I ain't doing that. I need to do better." Read verses about how God wants us to give Him our all, challenges us to do better. We'll find God in this book. I'll close with this. I'm talking this morning about seven ways to find God. We're going to find less than that. You'll find God when you go to the church. You'll find God when you go to the closet. You'll find God when you go to the cannon. You'll find God when you go to the coffin. I thought about this, Acts 7:56. Stephen about ready to cross over. The body was going to be killed, stoned. But the real Stephen was getting ready to head out. I mentioned this morning, you'll find God when you search for Him, when you go where He is, to the coffin, yeah. You'll find God when you breathe your last. Here's what Stephen said. "I see a Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Jesus saw that disciple was being mistreated and being whipped and about to be executed. And He stood up. He was on the premises. The final way we meet the Lord is the end of our life. There's another one about the rapture, and there's another one about others that I don't have time to mention. But when we need Him the most, when we breathe our last, you'll find Him. You'll find Him. I have been around several people when they crossed over. I have been around some that were very disturbed, and it really alarmed me. But every believer that I have witnessed crossing over, there seems to be a peace. Some have been in pretty much pain, but in their countenance you see a peace. I believe with all my heart they went where God was. They was on the way. Body to a coffin, them to heaven. What did Stephen say? "Receive my spirit." And I say this and I'm done. If He's going to be with us at the end of this journey when we need Him the most, He's with us right now. But His desire is that we really know Him. James said it like this, "Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh unto you." That means sometimes it's our initiative. We do the stepping out. Jeremiah 29:13, God said, "Ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." I ask you again, do you have a hunger for God? Do you recognize your need of Him? Let's stand together. Many of you